The whole, their whole guys on the perimeter, Miles and also Dez and Jason. Biggest challenge that you all have faced as far as talent making and just ability?
Yeah, well, see, I mean, we haven't played them in a while, so we'll see, man. They definitely have threats out there, and they definitely have good quarterbacks to get on the ball, so we'll see come game day.
How much can you draw upon the experience having faced Gates already? Keller last week did a good job there. How much does that help you in preparing for Witten, or is he something altogether different?
It definitely helps. I mean, he's good, man. He's a different animal out there. He can catch, he can block, he can run, he's strong, you know, so he's definitely a factor out there, and you have to, you know, see what's going on with him.
Is there any way to prepare differently, knowing that they've had a week off, so they've had kind of 2 weeks to prepare for what you guys
know? No, you got to prepare the same, man. Prepare the same and just watch film and see what's going on. I mean, regardless of the bye week or not, they've played games, you know, so we have film to watch and, you know, see what's going on with them.
Is it more important to watch more film, if that's possible, for an opponent you really don't see on a, you know, you haven't seen them in 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, it's good to watch them. You can never watch too much film. You know, if you know what you're doing, you can see things before it happens. You can make a lot more plays, you know. So we just get in the film room, just trying to get to know a new team.
Why have you guys been a little more successful in limiting the big plays recently? What's been the key to that?
Just playing your ball, doing your job. I mean, that's the most simple way I can put it, just doing your job and just limiting the plays after a catch, you know, getting the tackles and just stuff, little things like that make a big difference.
What's been the difference the last 2 weeks? It seems like pass defense has gotten better. Last week it was almost cut in half from the season average.
Just practice, you know, and you have young guys right there, so it just takes time, takes experience, but like I said, it takes time. We're going to try to get better and just keep working.
About Mayo, and just talk about how you guys have been able to really still be effective without one of your leaders out there.
I mean, it definitely hurts, man, but we just make it an effort to just communicate as loud as possible. Even if it's wrong, we'll get it correct. We just communicate and just know that everybody's talking and everybody's communicating, so we're all can, you know, play some ball.
Is that the one thing about his game when he is out there that maybe from an outsider's perspective they don't recognize his value to this team?
Yeah, he's definitely communicating. He's a leader. I mean, he's one of the leaders of our team, and you know, whatever says goes. You know, he makes those calls, and now you have guys in there to fill in those spots, so it'll be good.